Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed a brief at the Court of Appeals on behalf of healthcare workers. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we filed a brief, Holly, at the Court of Appeals, the First Circuit Court of Appeals, with regards to our lawsuit in Maine against Governor Janet Mills and other entities, agencies, and hospitals in Maine regarding healthcare workers that were denied religious accommodation requests from the COVID shot. And in fact, Governor Mills and her agencies issued a directive that employers in Illinois deny every religious accommodation request. She actually said that you need to deny them all.
Unlawful.
You had to get them all vaccinated in the healthcare industry, and you have to deny all of their religious accommodation requests, even though Title VII, the federal employment law, would apply to both public and private individuals
She thinks she could just create a state law that would be the law of the land versus the federal law.
Well, and in fact, even those who work at the public facilities, the state public facilities, are covered by this. So they not only have Title VII, but they also have the state constitution provisions on free exercise of religion, and they have the federal constitution provisions under the First Amendment. So they have three levels of protection: state constitution, federal constitution, and Title VII.
But she's just ignored all of that and kicked all these employees who have worked hard all through COVID, just kicked them to the curb.
This kind of case is a case that reminds me of what we experienced in the Boston Flag case, when we had the Boston Flag case and we lost twice at the lower court and then lost twice at the Court of Appeals and won then 9-0, as we should have, at the United States Supreme Court. When we were at the lower courts and we had these losses, it was like crazy, scratching your head. How can these judges not get it right? And in this case, we've lost at the lower court. Now we're at the Court of Appeals. And again, how can someone not get this right? Because you have a federal law. It's Title VII. It says for any employer that has 15 or more employees that you cannot discriminate on the basis of race, religion, etc. So religion is protected. And under Title VII, an employee who has a conflict with some business practice or policy, they need to present to their employer that they have a sincerely held religious belief and that this policy or this law, this practice, substantially burdens that belief and interferes with it. And then the employer is required to consider how they can best accommodate that belief. That's clear. You cannot just simply jettison that law. But what Governor Mills says is you must deny it. In other words, you can't even take into consideration the federal law that requires you not to discriminate.
Well, didn't she threaten the employers that they would lose their license if they did accommodate these employees?
Yeah, they would lose their license to do business in the state of Maine.
Yeah.
So you can imagine a healthcare hospital that's operating with several hundred or several thousand employees. Now they're getting a directive from the state. You need to get everybody vaxxed, and you have to deny any religious accommodation request. And if you don't, we will pull your business license. You'll not be able to operate. We'll close you down, shut you down. So what's the hospital going to do? They're going to be intimidated to deny everybody's religious accommodation. Imagine this. Imagine if Governor Mills were to do the same thing with Title VII respecting race. If she were to say that you had to do something, for example, that you were only able to hire in the healthcare industry Asians or African Americans or Hispanics or Caucasians. You're only able to hire a certain race. And anybody who doesn't follow her directive, you're going to lose your business license. There would be an outrage, as there should be. It's a clear violation of the law because you have Title VII that says you can't discriminate on the basis of race. But it also says you can't discriminate on the basis of religion.
And that's what she's discriminating against, people's religious viewpoint against taking the COVID shots that are all associated with aborted fetal cells.
Yeah, and these people have sincere religious beliefs. It doesn't mean that in every case that you automatically get accommodated. Each case has to be individually analyzed. Mm-hmm. You have to look at what the practice is, how that would burden their particular employer. But take a look at this. I mean, history is a very good indicator as to how these people can be accommodated. They were accommodated before there was ever a COVID shot in existence. They worked from the early 2020 all the way through the end of the year. The first COVID EUA shot was Pfizer. That was mid-December 2020. The others came in January, February of 2021. So they worked before there was a shot. The hospitals accommodated them. They did all kinds of things, cleansing, social distancing, PPE, all those kinds of things. They did all of that. They didn't shut down. They functioned. Then the shots came into existence, end of December 2020, January, February 2021. They continued all through 2021. No problem. They accommodated them, even though there were shots. Now, what happened is in the fall of 2021, the governor issued the mandate. Nothing has changed. The virus is still COVID-19, maybe different variants, but nothing has changed other than the fact that the governor has issued a mandate. They've had the shots. They've worked without the shots. They've worked before and after the shots were available. These individuals have chosen not to get the shots. Some of those individuals have natural immunity. Most of them have natural immunity because they got COVID by working around people. That's what they did.
Yeah.
And they're okay, and they survived. They have other forms of treatment they were able to obtain. And so now nothing has changed except for the mandate. So consequently, it's different than a situation where somebody says they don't have a history of accommodating somebody, for example, to have off on Saturday as a Sabbath. Mm-hmm. They've never done that in their existence because their work requires work on Saturday. So now this would be the first time someone would ask to have Saturday off as a Sabbath, for example. But here we have a track record. We have a track record of what they've done, how they were able to accommodate, how they were able to exist without having these people with the shots.
Well, you know, I'm really proud that we're continuing to fight on behalf of these healthcare workers. Unfortunately, many of them were already terminated. However, they need to have restitution, and Janet Mills needs to be taught that she cannot just make up her own little rules and violate federal law. I mean, you look what happened in North Shore with that settlement case, and we fought on behalf of those healthcare workers, and now they're finally getting their compensation and their jobs back as a result.
Yeah, some of these, it's really a shame because Maine already had, going back to pre-2020, they already had a shortage of healthcare workers.
Yeah.
Some of our clients, I remember one of them moved, I believe it was from North Carolina to Maine, in order to actually fill some of the gap of the healthcare workers, particularly in some of the rural areas. They were already suffering from a lack of healthcare workers, particularly in rural areas. So they were giving bonuses and incentives for nurses to come from other parts of the country to work there. One of our clients actually did with her husband. They relocated to Maine. She worked through COVID. She worked through 2021 and then got the mandate. Religious accommodation request was denied. She then went to another hospital the very next day as she was terminated on the afternoon of one day, went to another hospital the next day. They said, we need you, we'd love to have you, but we can't bring you on because if we do, we'll lose our business license.
But you know, bottom line, Matt, the governor and these, you know, health officials, state officials, they don't really care about
No, they really don't.
They care about the money that they're getting to give the shot.
And they have their crazy narrative ideology that frankly, I mean, these shots have hurt people. Mm. They have caused deaths. They have caused injuries. They have been devastating to the healthcare industry. We are continuing to fight for justice. As you mentioned, we just got the funding from the North Shore. They funded the payment now, and we will be paying about 500 or so people in Illinois over $10.3 million for compensation. All of those individuals are able to continue working. The policy has been changed, so it's a great victory there, but we need victory and justice for the Maine healthcare workers and so many others as well. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and thank you for supporting the ministry. Pray for our healthcare workers. They are real heroes standing on the front lines helping people. That's what they do, and this has been so discouraging for so many. Pray for them and their families and for our legal team at Liberty Counsel, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.